Welcome back to Sports Day. We are brought to you by Wilson Homes, and they believe in great design. So, Scoop, you love being at home. Somebody who's not at home, though, is our next guest.
That's right. Scott Jamieson is the skipper of Melbourne City in the A-League. And I tell you what, Jared, despite being in quarantine, I reckon he'd be pretty happy given they're sitting pretty in second position behind Sydney FC on the ladder. But let's find out. Scott, welcome to the program. Where do we find you?
Good evening, boys. You'll find me in the lovely Ridges Hotel out in Sydney's west. Currently just taking in the views. I've got a balcony. I've been quite fortunate that the hotel sorted me out with a balcony. Not many boys have one. So, yeah, currently sitting here just after a session, boys, and enjoying ourselves.
You probably know how what sport you are. You got a north-facing balcony, you got a south-facing balcony.
I've got a balcony that sees the sunset. So I'm lucky with that, Jared. It's definitely a win in the current climate of things for any person in the hub. If you can jag yourself a balcony, you've definitely won. Because let me tell you, I couldn't imagine sitting in the four walls on isolation like a lot of people are doing. Outside of sport and then some inside of sport.
So what are you allowed to do in the hub, Scott, outside of training?
Yeah, it's a great question, mate. Well, currently we're in the hotel with the two other Victorian teams,
yep.
Which makes it a hell of a lot more trickier. Early on in the time here, one of the other boys from another team went down with a bit of flu-like symptoms, so we were in lockdown. We had to stay in our hotel room. Food got delivered. Couldn't leave the room for anything for 48 hours. So it's been difficult with that. Once we've had our COVID test, which we've had two in the last 9 days, we've been able to get around the hotel. But what we've tried to do as a club is try and restrict ourselves from the two other teams in the best way possible, mate. We want to try and finish the season off as good as we can. And, you know, in terms of the current climate, we've kind of situated ourselves on one part of the hotel, and just we go to training with a police escort, fenced off areas, get to training, get back on the bus, come back to the hotel, and you're pretty much staying on your own level. Melbourne City's got level 2, I think Victory's got 3, and West United's got 4. So you stay on your own level, go down for meals, which are placed on the table from the staff, and they don't interact, so it's quite a interesting set of events. But it is what it is.
I must admit, a couple of times it's probably a little bit unusual when I was getting the early plane home from Perth, and didn't quite have the time to go out and do a proper run in the dark. I was doing wind sprints up and down the corridors of the hotel before the taxi arrived. Are you able to, if you're feeling a little bit like you need to do a little bit of extra, are you allowed to do some sort of shuttle runs up and down the corridor of your floor, or is that not per se?
No, we certainly can. Okay. It's quite interesting. We might start timing ourselves and see what times we can beat, but I don't think our coaches would be too happy, because if we're doing shuttle runs after training, we probably haven't worked as hard. But look, it is what it is, mate. It's very interesting to look across all sports. Definitely with the AFL, I've been looking closely at teams like Collingwood going over to Joondalup and stuff like that.
Yep.
So it's definitely interesting. Looking at how other teams are doing it. But we are here. We're trying to do as best as we can, and the quicker we adapt, the quicker we embrace it, which we have, I think it's the best way to get around things and finish the season off well.
And you've still got a little bit of time. I mean, August 1, until you play the top of the ladder at Sydney FC, is a fair bit of time. I know, it's a weird preparation.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is, boys. It would have been nice if we've got to play Western United, who, are in the same situation as us.
Yep.
So, had we been given the opportunity to play them while we're in quarantine. I believe, I don't know which AFL teams did it, but I'm led to believe two AFL teams from Victoria were in quarantine and were able to play each other.
That's right, Geelong and Collingwood in Western Australia.
Look, I think if it's feasible for the giant that is AFL to do it, then we could have done it, but we haven't. Our fixtures got pushed back, and now our first game's against Sydney FC, who in essence, we'll have, 2 to 3 games preparation, whereas, we haven't got any. So it is what it is. It's not favouring us, it's definitely not favouring us, but, the the bigger the task, the bigger the answer we've got to produce. And I like to think as a football club and a group of players, when our backs are against the wall, we're going to have a good crack.
So at this stage, it's fair to say Sydney runaway leaders, they're going to pick up the Premier's plate, but there's still the ultimate prize, and I suspect you probably think it's the ultimate prize, winning the grand final. And that's going to be really interesting, the condensed nature of your finals campaign.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I'd be trying to mug off all your listeners by saying if we still think we've got a chance of winning the Premier's plate. You know, Sydney need 1 point out of the next 3-4 games.
Yep.
So, you know, that's out of reach. But, you know, first and foremost, it's trying to finish second. You know, second gets automatic qualification to Asia. So, you know, winning all our games and then, you know, maybe one or two results going our way, you know, that will put us in a great stead to finish second. And then, like you said, you know, in Australia, it's about the grand final day. You know, whether people agree or not, you know, it is about grand final day. So, you know, the opportunity to try and win the grand final is there. And like I said, just touched on earlier, I think it's down to the team that adapts, embraces, you know, these changes the quickest. And as soon as you do that, it gives you a great chance of doing this. So, yeah, look, there's 30 days of A-League games and we've got 3 league games left and then hopefully 3 finals games left, and it's about just trying to produce a tournament-like mentality to overcome that and do as best as we can.
Scott, so you're doing it like a lot of us are doing it here in Victoria in lockdown 2.0. What's your go-to been to keep you amused? Have you got a show on Netflix that you've downloaded until August 1? Have you taken the PlayStation or the Xbox over? Have you taken the Scrabble board, a deck of cards? What is it?
Nah, it's a good one. I think you know, I'm not allowed to watch any TV shows without the missus. So she's currently stuck back in Melbourne, and not allowed me to start any new or continue what we've watched. So
we won't tell her if you don't, Scott.
No, she's a big listener of the show, so she'll definitely know, boys. Okay, that's
right
for sure.
On.
Yeah, no, it's been about getting around the boys, you know, playing a bit of PlayStation here and there, but, you know, really sitting around with each other and telling a few stories, I think. There's different individuals in the team that like company and that don't, but, you know, I think it's just generally being around each other, you know, playing a bit of table tennis, club board of table tennis board and stuff. So, yeah, it's just been doing that.
I think you should determine who's the best and worst chess player and... It can
Not
kill
bad.
A few.
Yeah.
It can kill a few hours. Yeah. Keeps the brain organised. Great to have you on board, Scott, and good luck. And we won't tell your wife. What's your wife's name?
Vicky.
We won't be telling Vicky that so far you've run through half a dozen in the series. Nice work.
Thank you very much, boys. Appreciate the phone call.
Scott Jamieson there, Melbourne City skipper, has been around a long time now.
Yeah,
in
he's
the
a good
A-League.
Lad too. He speaks well. He's a great representative for his club.
Yeah, he certainly is. Which would be a great story if City could come away with the ultimate prize, given everything that they have been through and given everything the entire league's been through.
Yes, indeed. A magnificent trophy is still there to be won. They play...
Sydney FC, August 1.
Yeah, but the finals campaign, from what I understand, is weekend, Saturday, Sunday, they play the elimination.
Yep.
Wednesday, they play the prelims.
Semis, yep.
Semis, and then straight into the grand final the following weekend.
Yeah,
that's
pretty great
to watch. That is a exciting celebration of soccer.
Yeah, and if we can have City up there competing for it, it'll get Melbourne around it. Melbourne City skipper Scott Jamieson there for Aussie Made. It's never been more important right now than to buy Australian. This is Sports Day for Wilson Homes.